So today, talk about Daniel chapter 11. But I only talk about the latter part of Daniel chapter 11. I will talk about the work of the Antichrist. And so I want you to write it down, especially right by Daniel chapter 10 to 14. I mean Daniel chapter 10, chapter 10 to 12, Revelation 12 to 14, Matthew chapter 24, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That's the work of the Antichrist. So let's talk about that. So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you're going to speak to each and every one of us and help us to understand the work of the Antichrist, especially in the latter days, so that we prepare ourselves to see our Lord Jesus Christ no matter what happened to us. And help us to be strong so that we know what he will do ahead of time, so that we won't fall and we will stand and fight the good fight. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Jean, could you read that? Chapter 11, verse 31, all the way to 45. Chapter 11, 31 to 45.
His armed forces will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress and will abolish the daily sacrifice.
So who is he? He is the Antichrist, okay? His armed forces will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress and will abolish the daily sacrifice. Then they will set up the abomination that causes desolation. Daniel chapter 11, verse 31, right beside Daniel chapter 11, verse 31, you write down Matthew chapter 24, Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. So right beside Daniel chapter 11, verse 31, you write down Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. The work of the Antichrist, he will desecrate the temple fortress, first of all. That's the work of the Antichrist. He will desecrate the temple fortress. Secondly, he will abolish the daily sacrifice. He will not allow the Jewish people to offer sacrifice to God. So, now the Jewish people are not offering any sacrifice because right in the holy place, the temple hasn't been rebuilt yet. And I believe in the 7 years, at the beginning of the 7 years of tribulation, the temple of God will be rebuilt at the 3.5 years. After the first 3.5 years, 1,260 days, the Antichrist will set up the abomination that causes desolation. Verse 32.
With flattery he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, but the people who know their God will firmly resist him.
Okay, could you write down three things that he will do? First of all, verse 31, the Antichrist will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress. Secondly, the Antichrist will abolish the daily sacrifice. And then, third thing he will do, he will set up the abomination that causes desolation. What is the abomination that causes desolation? He sits in the temple saying that he's God. Right beside the third part of verse 31, I write that down right there. Unfortunately, Daniel chapter 11 is a very difficult passage to understand. So a lot of Christians, they don't read chapter 11. They don't even know what's the work of the Antichrist. So I write that down. The work of the Antichrist. Number one, Daniel 11:31a. What's that? The Antichrist will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress. That's number one. Will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress. You write down number one. That's the word. Secondly, you write down Daniel chapter 11 verse 31b. He will abolish the daily sacrifice. Thirdly, Daniel chapter 11 verse 31c. The Antichrist will set up the abomination that causes desolation. And I have to explain what does it mean by he set up the abomination that causes desolation. Second Thessalonians. Chapter 2. Second Thessalonians. Chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 4. Second Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 4. Second Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 4. The Antichrist will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he set himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. That is what it really means. He will set up the abomination that causes desolation. So right beside 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4, you write down Daniel chapter 11 verse 31c. C. So I'll write that down. 31a. The Antichrist will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress. Daniel chapter 11, 31b, the Antichrist will abolish the daily sacrifice. That means when Antichrist appears, what happened? Look at the timing. Let's say this is the 7 years of tribulation. 7 years of tribulation. 7 years divided into half, the first 3.5 years, and the second 3.5 years. In Daniel chapter 9, God prophesied through Daniel saying that when Antichrist appears, he will make a covenant with the Jewish people, give them peace for 7 years. And after the 3.5 years, he abolished. He said, no way. Okay? At the beginning of 7 years, he tried to gain the confidence, gain the trust from the Jewish people, so he helped the Jewish people to build the temple. When the Jewish people can build the temple, then they can offer sacrifice to God. But in the after 1260 days, that is 3.5 years, Jewish calendar is 1 month equal to 30 days. 42 months equal to 3.5 years. That is 1260 days. After he made that covenant with the Jewish people, he break it. And then he abolished the daily sacrifice. Disallowed them to offer any sacrifice to God. That's the second thing he will do. Third thing he will do. In 31c, chapter 11, 31c, he will set up the abomination that causes desolation. What did he do? Right in here. You remember? Three years ago, when we have a summer retreat, I sent you the diagram. Right after the first 3.5 years, he can set up his throne in the temple, saying that he himself is God. Okay? I pray that none of us will see this kind of stuff. If you see this kind of stuff, that means you haven't believed in God now. We are supposed to be taken up in the sky and meet our Lord Jesus Christ. So God spare us from the suffering. Because now we share the gospel, we suffer enough already. But just in case, when your parents is not around, and you still are right, and you see the 7 years of tribulation, when you see that the Antichrist saying that he is God, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4, he say he is God, then you know he is the Antichrist. Okay? So what else will he do? Verse 32. The work of the Antichrist, number 4. What else will he do? With flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant. The covenant of what? The covenant of God in the Old Testament. Who have violated the covenant. But the people who know their God, who obey God's word, will firmly resist him. The one who know God and know that he is Antichrist, he opposes him. So, work number 4, Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32. He can only corrupt. He can only corrupt those who do not know God. He cannot corrupt those who know God. So I want you to write down Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people perish because they are lack of knowledge. They do not know God. They do not know God, that's why they die. If you know God, you won't die. You say, Pastor John, what do you mean by you know God? And God used Daniel to prophesy what will happen when Antichrist comes. If you know God, then you know this person who sits on the throne inside the temple and he say that he is God. You don't believe that he is God. Those who know God know that he is Antichrist. Those who do not know God thinking that he is God. You understand? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Jean, could you read that? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. If you know God, then you know that he is Antichrist. He claimed himself to be God. You know that he's not God. He's Antichrist. You know God, you oppose him. You resist him. Okay? So what happened to those who resist him? He's going to kill them all. Who's going to resist them? I tell you who's going to resist them. In Revelation chapter 11, you write beside here, you write down Revelation chapter 11, who are they? Moses and Elijah. These two persons oppose him. And who else oppose him? Revelation chapter 7. 144,000 people that will know God oppose him. Same as Revelation chapter 14. The ones who oppose him, like Moses and Elijah oppose him, what happened? They sacrifice. They die. 144,000 oppose him and they die. In Revelation chapter 14. Now I want to stop here. You know God, you're going to resist him. You don't know God, you're going to follow him. You follow him, you're going to go to hell. You resist him, you die, but you go to heaven. First of all, read Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21.
The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment.
The fool die for lack of judgment. Okay? The reason why they are lack of judgment, because they lack of knowledge of God. They don't know God's word. They don't study Revelation chapter 11. And I tell you one thing, a lot of Christians, they don't read chapter 11 because it's very, very difficult to understand. They don't read it. So they don't know, they don't even know the work of God. They don't know he is the Antichrist. Okay? But you study scripture, God warned you ahead of time through Daniel, through Matthew chapter 24, through Revelation 12 to 14, through 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and through Daniel chapter 10 to chapter 12. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Do you find it, Jean?
My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priest. Because you have ignored the law of your God, I also will ignore your children.
So what is the reason why Daniel write down that what he see in the vision, Daniel chapter 11, so that he warn us ahead of time? When Antichrist come, you don't take him as the true Christ. He is not the true Christ. He is Antichrist. He is the servant of Satan. He going to lead you to hell. Okay? So those people who know their God will firmly resist Antichrist. But with flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant. In other words, when you study God's word, you have no decision. You don't make up your mind to obey him, you'll be corrupted. You're going to follow him. That's the work number four. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Now, verse 33. Those who are wise, circle the word who are wise, is that in dirt, link it together, is the one who know their God. You know your God, you're wise. You understand God's word, you're wise. You don't understand God's word, you're foolish. God prophesied ahead of time, and you don't take heed in his warning. And then you fall into that trap. So you destroy yourself. You allow him to destroy your life. Those who are wise is those who know their God will instruct many. Will instruct many. I want you to write it down, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21. What did Jean just read? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21. The lips of the righteous nourish many. The lips of the wise also nourish many. Those who are wise, those who know God, those who are righteous, those who believe in God's word and oppose the Antichrist, will instruct many, tell them, don't follow Antichrist. Although he claimed himself to be God, you don't believe in him. Because Paul, the Apostle Paul, has prophesied in 2 Thessalonians ahead of time and telling us that when he comes, that's exactly what he will do. So you're not going to have any surprise. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he set himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. At the very beginning, you know, he joined with Buddha, joined with Catholic, but in the end, Antichrist is going to destroy them. Okay? You follow Antichrist, you'll be destroyed by him too. So chapter 2, verse 1 all the way to verse 4. Jean, could you read that?
Concerning
the Antichrist is called the man of lawlessness, because he's against the law of God, against any sacrifice to God. He wants people to sacrifice to him. He didn't want people to sacrifice to God, offer sacrifice to God. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy, report, or letter supposed to have come from us, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed.
Until the rebellion occurred. rebel against God occur. In other words, the Antichrist has to come out first. He has to appear first before Jesus Christ come back the second time. The man of lawlessness is revealed. Who is the man of lawlessness? Is the man doomed to destruction. He will be totally destroyed. And verse 4, he will oppose everything that is called God. He will oppose everything that is worship. And he will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worship, so that he set himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Right beside chapter 2, verse 4, you write down Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 verse 15. Matthew prophesies about that. Paul prophesies about that. And John, Apostle John, talk about that in Revelation. Go to Revelation. Chapter 13. Could you read it? Chapter 13. All the way, 13 verse 1 all the way to verse 10.
And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns
the
and
beast,
7 heads.
A beast coming out of the sea, he's the Antichrist. He's the man of lawlessness. Okay? He's different from verse 11. Another beast coming out of the earth. He's the false prophet. A beast coming out of the sea is the man of lawlessness. He is the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4. Read that again. Letter part verse 1. And I saw a beast.
And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear, and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his...
Who is the dragon? Dragon is Satan. Okay? The dragon gave the beast, that means Satan gave the Antichrist his power and his throne and great authority. Right beside the dragon, you write down Satan. The beast, you write down the Lord, the man of lawlessness. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. So Satan gave his power and his throne and his great authority to who? To Antichrist. Verse 3.
One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Men worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worshipped the beast and asked, "Who is like the beast? Who can make war against him?" The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise his authority for 42 months.
So 42 months, that's the second half of the second half of the 7 years of tribulation. Until when? Until the first half is passed. Okay, you write right beside 42 months, that is the second half of the 7 year tribulation. The first half, Moses and Elijah will preach the gospel to his own people for 1,260 days. When he finished preaching, chapter 11, verse 3. And I will give power to my two witnesses. They are Moses and Elijah. And they will prophesy for 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. 1,260 days is the first half of the 7 years of tribulation. First half, Jesus Christ gave the power to Moses and Elijah. But in the second half, Satan gave power to Antichrist. And God allowed it happen. So God prophesied ahead of time. He tells us ahead of time. If we study from the scripture, we know what's the outcome, then we prepare ourselves not to fall into the trap set by Satan and set by Antichrist. Okay, go back to 13, verse 4. Chapter 13, verse 4.
Men worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshipped the beast and asked, who is like the beast, who can make war against him?
So, where is he worshipped, being worshipped? That is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. In the temple of God. In the temple of God. Okay? People go to the temple, supposed to worship God, and end up worshipping the Antichrist and worship Satan. So when you go and see, you know, assuming you will be around, and you watch the TV seeing that he sits on the throne as God, you know he's Antichrist. You understand? You say to yourself, you got nothing to do with that fellow. Okay, you resist him unto death. When he kill you, then you go to heaven. But when you worship him, you will go to hell. Now I tell you ahead of time, okay? So that you prepare yourself. Verse 5.
The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation.
I want to stop here. I want to tell you ahead of time. Daniel chapter 13 verse 7. You got to memorize these Bible verses. The Antichrist was given power to make war against the saints. Anyone who believes in God, anyone who believes in Jesus Christ, they will be killed. By who? By Antichrist. Antichrist will conquer all the saints, including Moses and Elijah, including 144,000 who preached the gospel to the whole world. Antichrist at the second half of the 7 year of tribulation, he was given power to conquer all the saints. That means all the saints will be killed. You don't look at all these Christians, all these saints, all these people who believe in God end up being killed by Antichrist. That means Antichrist is very, very powerful. No, God allowed it to happen. Now, I want to stop here. Do you remember, starting from Daniel chapter 1, all the way to the end, Daniel chapter 12, the saint overcome Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist at that time? Nebuchadnezzar, right? Later on, Nebuchadnezzar turned around. Who is Antichrist? His grandson, Belshazzar, in Daniel chapter 5. right? But Daniel overcome them. Take a look at the Daniel chapter 3. You remember the three friends of Daniel? They resist the order from Nebuchadnezzar. They refused to kneel down and worship the image. Do you remember that? And they were thrown into the fiery furnace, right? Are they destroyed? No, they are not destroyed. They come out. Three of them were thrown into the fire, but four are walking in the fire. God prophesies that, write that down ahead of time. Daniel's three friends overcome Antichrist. Daniel overcome Nebuchadnezzar. You remember in the first year, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den when Mede and Persian take charge of the overcome the nations of Babylonian nation. Remember that? He was thrown into the lion's den in Daniel chapter 7. Did he survive? He survived. But you know what? In the end time, in Revelation chapter 13 verse 7, all those saints, all those believers who believe in God and resist Antichrist, they will all be slain. They will die. So we have to be remain faithful unto death. If you try to save your own life, you will go to hell. Do I make myself clear? We have to follow what the three friends of Daniel is saying. You know what three friends of Daniel is saying? Even if my Lord do not spare me, if my Lord do not rescue me from the fiery furnace, I still do not worship you. Okay, with that kind of attitude, we will overcome the Antichrist. Unfortunately, a lot of pastors nowadays, they preach about prosperity gospel and saying that believe in Jesus Christ, you'll be rich. You don't need to be suffer for Christ. All these people in the 7 year of tribulation, they will turn around and worship Antichrist and they will go to hell. Because they don't learn the lesson of Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Anyone who follows Jesus has to carry his own cross and deny yourself, deny your life, and follow Jesus all the way unto death. Then you will overcome. You will overcome the Antichrist and you will overcome Satan. Chapter 3, verse 16, in Daniel, three of his friends, Daniel's three friends replied to the king, "Oh Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king." Verse 18, "But even if the Lord, if the God that we serve does not rescue us, does not save us from it, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the image of gold you have set up." You have to have this kind of attitude. I go back to Daniel, chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32 and 33. "With flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant, those who disobey God's word, those who do not follow God's word, those who violate the covenant, The covenant is the word of God. But the people who know their God is the one who obey God. I want you to circle the word who know. Circle the word know. You write down 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Who are the one who know God? The one who claimed himself to know God is the one who obey God's word. Who is the one violate the covenant? Is the one who disobey God's word. Is the one who violate the covenant. If you disobey God's word, you will be corrupted by the Antichrist. But if you know God, if you obey God's word, you'll be able to stand firm and resist him. Even though you die, and you will go to heaven. Verse 33. Those who are wise will instruct many, like Moses, Elijah, like 144,000. Those who sent by Jesus to preach the gospel to the whole world, those who are wise will instruct many, tell people to turn around and repent and turn to God. Though for a time they will fall by the sword, or be burned, or captured, or plundered. Brother and sister, I want you to memorize these Bible verses, okay? Those who oppose him will fall by the sword, will be burned, will be captured, or plundered. In other words, whatever you have in your house will be plundered. If you love that material stuff and you follow Antichrist, you're going to go to hell. Daniel chapter 11 verse 33 is exactly the same as Revelation 13 verse 7. The Antichrist was given power to make war against the saint and overcome the saint and conquer the saint. Conquer the saint, that means the saint will fall by the sword, will be burned, will be captured, will be plundered. We know this ahead of time. You just don't follow him. Do I make myself clear now? So I'm not preaching a gospel that you don't need to carry a cross. What did Jesus say to Peter? Peter tried to persuade Jesus not to carry the cross. Jean, could you read that? Matthew chapter 16, verse 24.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
What does it mean by take up the cross and follow me? You're willing to be burned to death. You're willing to be captured. You're willing to be plundered. You're willing to be fall by the shore, and you say, "I still believe in God." That's what it really means by that. I want you to link up all these Bible verses together. Okay? I say that one more time. Matthew 16:24 equal to Revelation 13:7 equal to Daniel chapter 11 verse 33. I want you to link it up together, my friend. Those who know God will resist the Antichrist unto death, and they still stand firm. Although they die, they go to heaven. You know what? If you take a look at the churches nowadays, pastors don't tell you this kind of stuff. When you see that, oh, some Christian put down to death. Oh, I believe in the wrong religion. Right? That's really, really sad. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. If you worship the beast, you go to hell. You follow the very footstep of Daniel 3's friend, as we call them, in Daniel chapter 3, verse 16. You follow the Daniel 3 friend. You write that down, Daniel 3:16. Then you go to heaven. Matthew 16:24 equal to Revelation 13:7 equal to Daniel chapter 11 verse 33 equal to Daniel chapter 3 verse 16. Joshua, do you understand what I'm trying to say? What did I say? And what else did he say in 33? Daniel chapter 11 verse 33. The wise will instruct many. Tell the other people, don't follow him. I know what he's doing. Okay? You better write it down. The work of Antichrist. You know it ahead of time. And you see exactly happen. Your faith will stand firm. Say, yeah, that's exactly what God said. God is the one who controls the future. And I want you also to write it down. Psalm 29, verse 10 and 11. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king over the flood. During the flood, in Genesis chapter 6, the Lord sits enthroned as king. He didn't lose any control, even though the world was destroyed in those days. In the 7 years of tribulation, looked like the saint was conquered by the Antichrist, right? Looks like it superficially. But in reality, the Lord will give peace, the Lord will give strength to his people, to the one who know him, to the one who obey him, to the one who follow him, to the one who carry the cross and follow him. Brother and sister, I want you to make sure you read the scripture one more time. Then you know the gospel that you hear now is the true gospel. It's a good news. Tell us how to respond to Antichrist in the future, just in case if you are wrong. Okay? Especially those who have a big house. The mortgage is free already. And Antichrist is going to come inside your house and plunder you. And damage your fireplace. Big flat TV screen. iPod and iPad. Right? Oh. And I believe we have to learn from Daniel chapter 3. Learn from these three friends. We memorize what he said. 3:16. They replied to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. Verse 17. If we are thrown into a blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it. And he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we warn you to know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the image of God you have set up. Daniel chapter 3, 16 to 18. You write that down. Equal to Matthew 16:24. During the most difficult time of your life, remember one thing. You cry out to God, and God, according to His promise, Psalm 29 verse 10, He is in control. He sits enthroned as king over the flood. He didn't lose any control. Even though His people was killed, He's still in control because He prophesied ahead of time. When you are in difficult time, He will give you two things. He will give you strength to be able to stand firm through His word. And He will give His people peace. Could you read that? Psalm 29, 10 to 11.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to His people. The Lord blesses His people with peace.
Did God give strength to Daniel's three friends in a fiery furnace? Did He give him peace? Give them peace? Wow. Okay. Go back to Daniel chapter 11. Verse 34. So, work number 5. Number 5. Daniel, chapter 11, verse 33. The saint, the believer of God. To lay down their life. Their life, their properties, and everything except their soul and spirit. Because Satan cannot take it. How do I know? I want you to write it down. Matthew chapter 10, do not be afraid of those who take your life but cannot send you to hell. You be afraid of the one who has the ability to kill you at the same time send you to hell. This is only God can do that. So you fear God. You don't fear Antichrist. You write that down. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Gene, read that. Right beside Daniel chapter 11, verse 33, the saints will lay down their life, their property, their possession, everything they have, their house, except their soul and spirit. They will go to heaven. What did I say? Daniel chapter, Matthew chapter
10:28.
Chapter 10:28? You know what? If you want to truly understand what I'm saying, you better tell your friend. When you tell your friend one more time, then you will remember. Say, come to my house. I got something to tell you. Matthew 10:28. You know what? When you tell them, they will not believe it now. Because it hasn't happened yet. When it happened, then they remember what you have said. You may be able to spare his life. George, what was the name of your friend?
Verena.
Mm-hmm. You're a lucky girl. You have something that a lot of Christians didn't even hear that.
So what have you learned? Jesse, I know for sure you will see that. When you see the Antichrist in the temple of God, now we don't have the temple yet, right? It hasn't been rebuilt yet. When you see it rebuilt, you know that he will appear. The first 3.5 years, he won't appear. Because he makes a covenant with the Jewish people as if he's his friend. After the first 3.5 years, he can attack them. When you see all this happen, you know the Bible is the word of God. But I pray that you don't believe in God at that time. I pray that you believe in God now, earlier. You understand what I'm trying to say? Wow, you're a lucky girl. You're a lucky girl. Go read that to me. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Jean?
Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
You write that down right beside here. What kind of Bible verses? You write down Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Revelation 13, 7. Daniel 11, 33. Daniel 3, 16 to 18. Psalm 29, 10 to 11. Why? Because in my difficult moment of my life, God promised to give me strength and give me peace. And I'll be able to stand firm. Because the Holy Spirit is going to remind me what the Lord has said to me. And I know whom I believe. He's the true God. Keep going. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. He can take away your property, but he cannot take away your spirit. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Who is the one? Jesus Christ and God the Father. You understand?
So let me see. I want to stop it here. I talk about the work of Antichrist, 5 things. Okay? Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, I pray that as we study your word, you help us to memorize it. Help us to correlate what is prophesied in Daniel and what is prophesied in 2 Thessalonians and Revelation and Matthew and all that. And help us to understand why Jesus Christ said to us that we're not only being a believer of our Lord Jesus Christ, he wants us to be a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deny ourselves and carry the cross, take up the cross and follow him. If we follow him all the way, we'll be safe. We'll be in good hands. He will bless us with his peace, and he will give us strength to stand firm in the midst of difficulty. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus.